This is Ozarks at Large. 50 years ago, Birmingham, Alabama was a tense city. The segregated South was on full display. The nation was watching the civil rights struggle on the nightly news. And in September of 1963, four girls were murdered when the 16th Street Baptist Church was bombed. The novel, The Watsons Go to Birmingham, follows a family traveling from their home in Flint, Michigan to Birmingham in the summer of 63. Christopher Paul Curtis's book won several accolades, including a Newbery Honor and the Coretta Scott King Award. Now the book is a film, and tonight it will be screened for free at Bentonville High School. Tanya Lewis Lee is a producer and co-writer of the screenplay. She's in Northwest Arkansas for the screening, and this morning she told Ozarks at Large the book is a family favorite.
I really enjoyed reading the story out loud with my children. We literally laughed. We had some serious somber moments, and then we had a great conversation about American history. And I think, in reading that, I mean, the family just came so alive to me. I love the family dynamics. I'm someone who always has thought about how to make history interesting and relevant to young people. And so after reading the book and, talking with my producing partner, it just seemed like the right mix of family dynamic and at the same time an ability to, get a little history in a way that kids could really relate and enjoy in a sense.
In the book and the film, the Watson family heads south from Michigan to take the oldest son, Byron, to spend time with his grandmother after he gets into trouble. Tanya Lewis Lee says since Byron is unfamiliar with a segregation that didn't exist in his hometown, young readers can experience the Jim Crow South the same way Byron does.
And to tell them through the eyes of a young person, our main character, Kenny, is a 12-year-old boy, and we really get a chance to see what this world is like because it's foreign to him too when he gets down to Birmingham. So through Kenny's eyes, we are able to experience what Birmingham would be like for any of us if we were to step back in time and to see what that would feel like. So I do think that we definitely are telling this story in a unique way because we're telling it really through a child's eye.
The film premiered earlier this month on the Hallmark Channel and is now available on DVD at Walmart stores. The connection helped bring the screening to Bentonville. And is a rarity for a television landscape that includes programs like Breaking Bad and Boardwalk Empire, a positively reviewed drama that can be viewed by almost every member of the family.
And that's what's so great, and those shows that you named are really great and fun, but you're right. I don't necessarily want to watch them with my 10-year-old or even my 15-year-old. They can be very uncomfortable. But The Watsons Go to Birmingham is a real opportunity to bring families together the way when I grew up, I remember Sunday night, watching The Wonderful World of Disney with my family, and it was a really, really a moment for us to come together. And so it's just such a great opportunity to take something like The Watsons that is entertaining and then also allows families to have a conversation about who we are as a family and who we are as Americans.
She says the film and the book it is adapted from ultimately offer a chance for people to engage in conversations about a very difficult time in American history, when the city of Birmingham became known as Bombingham, and there were laws in the city that made it illegal for white people and black people to even play together.
My family is from Virginia, so my parents grew up in the segregated South. And so in reading this book, first of all, we were able to just laugh about some of Byron's crazy antics. And sort of relate in terms of some of the sibling rivalry that went on. But at the same time, I was able to talk to my kids about sort of their own personal history, what their grandparents had gone through in terms of growing up in segregation. And it's interesting, I will say this, in talking to my parents about that, and I tried to make this clear in the film, when they were growing up in the segregated South, they were very insulated from some of the horrors of being feeling less than. In other words, they lived in a very segregated, insular community, and only when they stepped out of that, if they had to for very specific things, were they faced with some of the difficulties of dealing with segregation. And so they really grew up in a very warm, loving, protected environment as much as possible. And yet they knew that when they stepped out of that, they had to kind of watch themselves for safety reasons. And so it was a great opportunity to have that conversation with my children.
Tanya Lewis-Lee is producer and co-writer of the screenplay of the film The Watsons Go to Birmingham, based on the book of the same name by Christopher Paul Curtis. The movie will be screened tonight at 6:30 for free at Bentonville High School and is available on DVD at Walmart stores.